Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, community of saints, or community of faith saints. Let's say that. How is everyone this evening? I hope you had a wonderful day today. I had a wonderful day today. It was a very busy day, but it was a huge day of accomplishing. And it always feels good when you feel like you're actually accomplishing something. And I love that. So that was good. So tonight, for tonight's program, I'll try to talk and finish setting up all at the same time. It's a challenge for me sometimes. But for tonight's program, we are going to be playing the question and answer message that Kevin Zadai had with John Ramirez. Now, we have been playing segments of that all week during the morning prayer program. We've been doing like 20-minute little bite-sized pieces of this program. But it is so powerful, and everyone keeps saying, oh, I want to hear that again. I want to study that again. So tonight we're going to do that. Pastor is not going to be able to be with us, but we thought it will. We have many people that are here in the morning sessions that can't be here at night, you know, and we have people here at night that aren't here in the morning sessions. So we thought, well, tonight we'll play the entire message so that everyone can get a chance or can have a chance to study it with us. It's been really nice in the morning sessions that we have listened to, like I said, 20-minute segments at a time, and then we would stop and talk about it, and it has really been enlightening. And Pastor does not want to make a doctrine of studying the enemy. And I totally agree with that too. However, we do need to be aware of how he works, and that he is working, and he has many cohorts that are working with him. Let me let Sister Phyllis in here real quick. So anyways, yes, it's very, very important for us to be aware and to know the ins and outs of how he tends to work. And I'm guessing that Pastor is not, because we've been studying this all week, which has been a good thing, like I said. Like I said, it was very good to break it down into 20-minute segments, because then we had a chance to stop and talk about it afterwards. So that was really, really good. And like I said, there's just so, so much in it that all of us wanted to hear it again. And much of it, Pastor and I have listened to over and over again, too. And so I know if other people haven't had a chance to listen to it on your own, this is a good time to be able to do this. And then we can talk more about it, too. If you have questions about it afterwards, please write them down. And if Pastor doesn't address them, either tomorrow night, he will Saturday night for our question and answer night. So as we're watching this, write down any questions you have, because I'm guessing that he's probably not going to let this, that's what I started was starting to say, he's probably not going to keep us going on this subject past this week, because he wants us all to be aware and to learn, but we don't want to give all of our time to studying the enemy. We have too many other things to learn about. And we want to give our time to study in our Lord and Savior. Hi, Audrey. Hi, Sunday. It's good to see you over on YouTube and Sister Phyllis on Zoom. It's good to see you. And I do see other ones here. I just don't see names, but we welcome you all. We're glad you're here with us. So this will be a really good study tonight. I'm very excited about it. It'll be good to hear it all in one session. And all of you that aren't able to join us in the morning prayer programs and haven't heard any of it, this will be really, really good to study, especially this time of year with Halloween coming on. This is a huge time of year, and I don't remember if it was this message or a different one, but John Ramirez actually addressed that Halloween is a time that those who the witches and the warlocks and those who worship the dark, they love this time of year because they said they literally get access into just about every Christian's home. And so this is a huge time of celebration for them along with us. So that's a little scary. Now, you know, I want to say this one thing too before we get going. I want to start us out with our pledges and our opening prayer and stuff. I want to say this too. Most people do not realize that Halloween literally is celebrating Satan and his works. Now, I have to say, and I've repented of this, but many years ago, I used to be a huge Halloween person. Not because I ever wanted to go against God. I was a Christian, and I never saw it as that. To me, and to many people, I know many people, this is why they celebrate Halloween. To me, it was almost a mockery of the enemy. It was like, this time of year, we're going to show you, you don't scare us, and we will make fun of you, and we'll dress up in all of your scary stuff. And that was another draw, too, is, you know, for creative people, I'm a very creative person, and coming up with costuming was a draw to it, too. You know, many people, it's, you know, the candy is a draw. And John Ramirez actually said that is a hook. The candy has nothing to do with Halloween. It's just actually a hook for the enemy to get people drawn into this. So anyways, in saying that, we don't want to run out to everyone we see and go, stupid, what are you doing? You know, you don't want to do that to people because many people don't realize, me as one, that truly is a night that is celebrating the enemy. It's lifting him up, which is so wrong, and it is giving them access by us participating in this. It is giving them access into your life in different areas. So we just need to help people understand that, and sometimes it's hard to do that gently. And sometimes you can't do it gently. People need to understand. And most people, like I said, they don't realize that it's as wrong as it is. I didn't. I never, ever, ever wanted to do anything against my God. So now, having a more mature understanding of it, we have to give everybody else that opportunity too and help them see and understand this really is a serious thing. This was set up by the enemy, and you don't want to participate in anything he has set up. So I just wanted to add that tonight. You know, I don't want us to, you know, be pounding people in the head with the reality of things. However, we do want them to start questioning, okay, is this right or wrong? Maybe I shouldn't be doing this. And if you have, anyone that's listening, if you have that question in your mind where you're thinking, I'm not sure about this, don't do it. It's the Holy Spirit going, hello, hello, no, 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 don't do that. Quit trying to reason it out. With whatever reason, if you're feeling any kind of hesitation to it, don't do it. Save yourself a whole bunch of money. Save yourself a whole bunch of time and don't do it. and then you don't have to worry about it. So there's that. So that being said, welcome everybody. Hi, Roger. It's so good to have you with us too. And now before I can't see that screen anymore, I just want to say hello to everybody. We love you. We're so glad to have you with us. Pastor is probably not going to be with us. He got stopped really, really late and has to go back to work early. So he's not getting very much sleep again. So hopefully he'll stay sleeping. But who knows? He may pop in. But anyways, I want to get us started. I want to have plenty of time to watch this whole message in its entirety, this teaching, because wow, it's a powerful, powerful teaching. Now, there are a couple of things I think I had mentioned in the morning program, or maybe it was Pastor, but both of us. Anyways, there are a couple of things that we don't necessarily share in the thought process, but we are giving it some study. I might have mentioned that this morning. I'm not sure. One of the things that he mentions in here, and we've actually talked to Brother Dan about it too, he brought it to us as we had already been thinking, okay, I'm not sure that that's a correct understanding. But anyways, it was that God will use the devil to teach us things and rough out or smooth out our rough edges and take us to another level. Now, there are things that happen in life, things that don't go the way any of us planned or the way God planned them. But if we turn those things over to him, he will take them and use them in a positive way. Our God works all things to the good for those who love him. So even bad situations, he will turn around to our in his advantage. But that's not quite how it was worded there. Our God does not need Satan to teach us anything or to help us get to another level. That just is not anywhere in the Bible, and that is not the character of our God. So I just want to be clear on that so that you're not all going, what? Really? You believe that? Well, not necessarily, no. We do believe God works all things to the good for those who love him. Period. There are, however, so, so many things in here that are good for us to know and to be aware of and to keep us ready for combat. And it doesn't even have to be combat. The more aware we are of the way the enemy works, the less of a fight it is for us. We just avoid his stupidity, basically, and walk over him. So, and that's what it comes down to. We literally can just go through this life walking over him, trampling on savage lions and dragons under our feet. So anyways, here we go. I'm going to get us started, like I said, with our pledges and our opening prayer, and then we'll hear this whole message. And I know you're going to enjoy it and learn so much from it. We really have gleaned much from this. So here we go. Our pledge to our Christian flag. I pledge allegiance to the Christian flag and to the Savior for whose kingdom it stands. One Savior crucified, risen, and coming again with life and liberty to all who believe. And then our pledge to the American flag. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. and our community of faith opening prayer. As you read this beginning, remember who you are in Christ. Father, we pray this prayer and make this declaration as your children, the heirs of God, as the body of Christ filled with the fullness of God, as ministers of reconciliation, as ambassadors of the kingdom of heaven, as kings and priests to God by the power of the Holy Spirit in Jesus' name. We, the community of faith, declare, thank you, Father, that you have filled us with your Holy Spirit. Flow, Holy Spirit, flow with your presence and power in our lives. We receive your guidance through this time of ministry, that lives will be changed forever by the word of God, and that glory and honor will be brought to your kingdom through our influence today. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. Amen. And then let's pray these two verses. We pray these over Jerusalem every day. We pray them over the United States every day. And these are great verses to remember, to pray over any person that you come across in your life that you know God is not a part of their thoughts in their life. Let's pray this, Jeremiah 24:7, that God will give them a heart to know him, that he is the Lord, and they shall be his people, and he will be their God, for they shall return to him with their whole hearts. And Ephesians 1:17, that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give to them the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of him. Amen and amen. Sister Leanne, are you still unable to comment on YouTube? Can you give me a verbal answer? I am still not able to comment on YouTube, Roger. I don't know, you know, when I'm going to be ungrounded. I'm not really sure what I may have said or not, you know, who knows. I obviously wrote something that I shouldn't have according to their standards, but no, they let me type in like every night. Well, and every morning. No, we're not on YouTube. Yes, we are on YouTube in the morning. I always put a welcome message in there and they let it be in there. They just won't post it. When I look on my phone or any place else, anything that I write, it's just not there. And so, I don't know, I'll be ungrounded eventually. Okay, whoops, before we get this started, I need to send a couple of shares out. Since I've been doing this on my phone, I'm not able to send shares once the message starts. It makes it a real challenge because we do have, you know, some that aren't able to connect with us. So, okay, anyways, maybe if I go through the computer and do it, I'll try that after we get started. I used to share from my phone so I didn't mess up the computer, but that's already set up, so I'll try that. I'll try that. Okay, so anyways, we're going to get going with our message here. And like I said, any questions that come up as you go, please write them down and Pastor will address them. More than likely, I would say on Saturday for our Q&A, but possibly he may address some of them tomorrow too. So you can write them down and put them in the notes on the program. It's actually better if you can email them to him ahead of time so he can, you know, look up the supporting verses and whatever to them. And a lot of times if you know, five people are asking the same question or their questions kind of tie in together, then he can address them all at once. And it saves a little bit of time so more people can ask questions then too. So here we go. I gotta start this from my phone. A little bit longer to start it this way, but I think our video and audio quality is so much better doing it this way. Here we go.
They were trained. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Any unsubstract Thank you.
Oh my goodness. Oh my goodness. So does everyone feel fully immersed in the information now? My goodness. Hold on. Let me get this share stopped. And then, yes, amen. Yeah. Yeah, yeah. Yeah. Welcome.
Yeah.
It is 9:15. For there is no sorcery against Jacob, nor any divination against Israel. And now must be said of Jacob and of Israel, all what God has done. Yeah, Balak said to Balaam, neither curse them at all nor bless them at all. Balaam answered and said to Balak, did I not tell you saying all that the Lord speaks that I must do? Then Balak said to Balaam, please come, I'll take you to another place. Perhaps it'll please God that you may curse them for me. So Balak took Balaam, yeah. You're right. Amen. Yeah. Wow, another one of those. Hallelujah. He will show you things to come.
Amen.
Amen. Yeah. Yep, and that was the one thing that he said. Well, there were a couple of things when he started out talking about having that fulfillment in Christ and knowing who you are. Those are such powerful things. And he said, you need the word and faith in the word. That's what builds your spiritual strength in that relationship with God. And you can ask God for wisdom and discernment when something is trying to make its way in, because he said even at their highest echelon of demons, they cannot do anything but look upon a true Christian that has a relationship with God and has that wisdom and discernment. All you can do is look at them, and you have to walk right on by. There's nothing you can do to touch, or nothing they can do to touch you. So, hallelujah. Yeah, glory be to God. I think it's really important. Well, it is really important, though, to not be doing anything to allow or invite any demons into your life. You know, pay attention to the things you're inviting or you're having in your home. You know, pastor talks to you about that all the time. Make sure you don't have anything in your home that he would see as an invitation. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Yeah. You know what? I really would like to us to pray that prayer again, though, renouncing. Witchcraft and curses and sorcery or any kind of agreement that anyone had at any point. I know we've prayed that before, and we did the other day on the morning program too, but everyone in the evening that hasn't been with us in the morning, we have this prayer. It is to break known or unknown acceptance. Any way that we've accepted witchcraft or curses or sorcery or anything of that effect into our lives. So I'm going to share the screen and put that up. And Amen. Yeah. Amen. Or bring it into your house. Speak. Amen. Oh, well, I took it down. I thought you were going to preach for a minute. So I took it down so people could see you. All right. Here we go. Let's pray this prayer together. This is the prayer, or a prayer, to break known or unknown acceptance of witchcraft, curses, sorcery, or anything of that effect from your life. Let's pray. Jesus, I ask you to forgive me for ever sinning against heaven and you by making any known or unknown agreement with your enemy. In Jesus' name, I pray right now, and I repent and renounce, and I break every agreement with Satan or with any of his demons. And Lord, I ask forgiveness, even for my parents and grandparents and my generational line right now, in Jesus' name, that my legacy would be a holy legacy dedicated to a holy God. In Jesus' name right now, I agree with you, Father God, and I will do whatever you tell me to do to complete the fruit of this repentance. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. And that may be just what he was saying, something as simple as going through your house and saying, Father, is there anything in my house that you're not okay with? I know many, many, many people have dream catchers and didn't realize the spiritual elements behind those, you know, and Yeah. Yeah. Yes. Mm-hmm. I'll read the verses out of 1 Corinthians chapter 11. Verses 20. Okay. Oh, no, I hadn't put up the words to the prayer of salvation yet. Did you want to? Okay. All right. So, 1 Corinthians. 1 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 23. Okay. When I get done reading, these are the verses in the Bible that pertain to the communion. When I get done reading these, anyone that has not yet received Jesus as your Lord and Savior, we encourage you to make that decision tonight. You may not ever, or you may not understand everything that pertains to, but know this is a life decision for here on this earth and eternity. And once you make that decision, we will help you know how to walk out your new life as a Christian. We'll be glad to answer any questions you have. But we want to open this up so that if you are ready to make that decision, I'll put the prayer of salvation up on the screen. We can pray that out loud with you. We'll all pray it together. And then you can walk out your new Christian life and you'll be open to or able to take communion with us tonight too. So I'm going to read the verses right now from 1 Corinthians chapter 11. We're going to start at verse 23. For I received from the Lord that which I also delivered to you, that the Lord Jesus, on the same night in which he was betrayed, took bread. And when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, take, eat. This is my body, which is broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me. And in the same manner, he also took the cup after supper, saying, this cup is the new covenant in my blood. This do as often as you drink it in remembrance of me. For as often as you eat this bread and drink this cup, you proclaim the Lord's death until he comes. Therefore, whoever eats this bread or drinks this cup of the Lord in an unworthy manner will be guilty of the body and blood of the Lord. But let a man examine himself, and so let him eat of the bread and drink of the cup. For he who eats and drinks in an unworthy manner eats and drinks judgment to himself, not discerning the Lord's body. It means realizing that you are a sinner and you need a Savior, and that Savior is Jesus. And that's why we're doing this, in remembrance of what he did with us, realizing the importance of this communion time. That's discerning the Lord's body. Verse 30, for this reason, many are weak and sick among you, and many sleep. If we would judge ourselves, we would not be judged. That's the part, realizing you're a sinner in need of a Savior. And that's judging ourselves. If you have any unforgiveness, any offense with anyone, take a moment before you take communion and say, I choose to forgive. I choose to let go of any offense. I want to be pleasing to the Lord. I realize what he's done for me, and so I choose to forgive. That's judging yourself. All right, so here we go. I'm going to put up, everybody, I hope you have your communion elements, a piece of bread or a cracker and grape juice. If you're in a pinch and all you have is a Gatorade and a Cheez-It, it's okay. We'll bless and sanctify our elements. Just on a regular basis, try to keep the elements as close to what Jesus did. And here we go. I'll put up the prayer of salvation. Pray this from the very depths of your heart. And even if you've prayed this 100 times before, it's okay to pray it again. It's a great refreshment and renewal to your spirit and soul. Here we go. I thank you, God, my Father, that in the fullness of time, you sent the fullness of Jesus to redeem my life by his blood from destruction. Thank you, Jesus, for giving yourself for me, so that I can be made complete in you every day. According to John 3:16, I choose to believe you are the only begotten Son of God, and that you died and rose again on the third day. Now reach out your hands to Jesus and say, I receive you, Jesus, into my life. I receive all of your grace and mercy, all of your love and righteousness, filling every part of my life with all the fullness of God. Thank you that none of my sins are imputed against me. I am now a new creation in Christ Jesus. Fill me and baptize me with the Holy Spirit and fire so that I live in power, understand the word of God, pray in my heavenly language, and live a successful life as a believer every day. Surround me with godly people who will help me know how to walk with you every day. In Jesus' name I pray, amen. Amen. So if you just prayed that prayer for the first time, we'd like to say welcome to the family of God and welcome to the kingdom of God. We're so, so happy for you. Please get a hold of us. Our contact information will be in the notes in YouTube at the end of the program. And you can also go to our website at samueljcottle.com. That's the Community of Faith website, and our contact information is there too. In fact, there's other prayers there. There's the communion prayer is even there, so you can do communion on your own too when you're not with us. But please get a hold of us. We'd be happy to answer any questions you have and bring understanding to this whole new life you just entered. And now you're free to receive communion with us. So if everyone grab your communion elements and let's pray over them. Father, we thank you for this time to share in this communion with you, and we thank you for these elements. We bless them and sanctify them for this time of communion with you, Lord. And now I'm going to also put up the communion prayers. We'll pray first over the bread and receive it together, and then we'll pray over the juice and receive it together. Here we go. Jesus, as you instructed your disciples, I receive these elements today, this bread representing your broken body, and this juice representing your blood poured out for me. I do this in remembrance of you and all you did for me. And now let's pray this out loud. Here's the prayer. Jesus, you were wounded for my transgression. You were bruised for my iniquity. The chastisement for my peace is on you, Lord, and by your stripes I am healed. In my spirit, in my soul, and in my body, in my mind, in my will, and in my emotions, there is nothing missing and nothing broken. All trauma is removed from my life now. Every joint is supplying in my body, from your broken body, Jesus, in the body of Christ, in my community, and around the world, wherever you send me or this prayer. I receive the bread, your body broken now, in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. And let's receive the bread together. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus, for everything you suffered for us and counted it all joy. We love you, Lord. And now lift up your juice and let's pray this. Now I bless this fruit of the vine in obedience to your word, in remembrance of your bloodshed to provide redemption's price and righteousness for me. And here's the prayer. By your blood, Jesus, I have been redeemed. By your blood, Jesus, I have reconciliation with God, my Father. By your blood, Jesus, every sin has been placed in remission in my life. I am a new creation, recreated in Christ Jesus. Old things have passed away, and now all things are made new. By the blood of Jesus, I come boldly to the throne room of grace, where I find mercy, grace, and help for my assignment, my dominion mandate on this earth. By your blood, Jesus, and by the word of my testimony, the accuser of the brethren is cast down forever, and there is no condemnation in my life. By your blood, Jesus, every plague must pass over and cannot be on me or my family. By your blood, Jesus, my conscience is purged. My robes are made white. And I will always be the glorious church without spot, wrinkle, or any other blemish when you come for me. I receive the fruit of the vine now in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Let's receive the juice together. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Whoops. Amen. Yeah, isn't that awesome? Yeah. Father, in Jesus' name, bring us thousands of people. We want to reach thousands of people right here in this place of ministry. And we want to be able to recognize them all. Amen. Because we receive them in the realm of the Spirit. And we grew and developed on the inside. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Yeah. Yeah. It is really fun though. Whoops, sorry. It is really fun though, because I know when we first started using YouTube, and Sunday was on there, and it was exciting watching our numbers grow. And I remember the first time we reached 30 people. Do you remember that Sunday? And she typed in there, "Oh my goodness, we have 30 people." And that was just awesome. So it is. It is fun to see it grow. I love that. Yeah. 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 Yes.